Hey, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, our topic today is the Great White North, because we got, like, lots of mail, eh? Like, about it, eh? Yeah. Okay, so...
By the way, this topic was my idea, eh?
Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine, eh? Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him, you hoser. Today's date is June 9th, 2013, and I am your skeptical hoser of a host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is Ooh-coo-coo, 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 The Great White North, Canadian FOMED Edition. This over-the-top Canadian accent will be explained shortly. Last week, I attended the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians, or CAPE, meeting in Vancouver. It was a wonderful trip for a number of reasons. The first and most important reason was my 13-year-old daughter Sage accompanied me on the trip. It was so much fun to spend one-on-one Fosher-Dodger time with her. We visited family, biked around Stanley Park, and spent the afternoon at the aquarium. Sage also made a great plus one for the conference. While at the CAPE conference, we did many Canadian FOMED initiatives. The first thing we did was a Bob Talk, or Best of Beam Talk. Not a TED Talk, a Bob Talk. Dr. Anthony Crocco, PEDS EM guru, and part of the Beam Dream team, gave the Bob Talk with me. We presented the top 5 adult and pediatric papers of the last year. The audience was amazing and enthusiastically participated in the talk. It was standing room only, spilled out into the hallways, and people were actually dancing in the aisles. Yes, dancing in the aisles. We used social media, like music, memes, and videos, to teach core concepts of EBM. It ended with the world premiere of the LMFAO video called I'm an Emerge Doc and I Know It. This video celebrated being an emergency physician and was a unique way to recruit doctors to the Chatham-Kent Health Alliance. The video has gone fungal with about 4,000 views as of today. We hope it goes bacterial, more than 10,000 views, but shooting for viral may be unrealistic. Another Canadian free open access to medical education event at CAPE was a vodcast, a video podcast, called The Great White North. This was done with the help of Brent Toma. He was the winner of the prestigious CAPE Resident of the Year Award, well deserved for Brent. We interviewed 4 leaders of the CAN FOMED movement, or the Canadian Free Open Access to Medical Education movement. This was done in the style of Bob and Doug McKenzie's show on Second City TV, or SCTV, called The Great White North. This SCTV show celebrated the unique aspects of the Canadian experience and explains my very strange and over-the-top Canadian accent at the start of this podcast, eh? Hopefully I'm not always talking like Bob and Doug. Now, quote, Bob and Doug played the stereotypical Canadian image of the hoser. The segment was created after a request from the executives at the Canadian Broadcast Company, which aired SCTV, to include 2 minutes of broadcast that included specific identifiable Canadian content. Thus, Bob and Doug McKenzie were born. They were a satirical projected image of the typical beer-drinking, plaid jack-wearing, and toque-wearing Great White North residing Canadian citizen. Bob and Doug's image of the hoser is for the most part divorced from the reality of what Canadians actually look like, value, and how they speak. For any Canadian, the image of a hoser is so clearly satirical and a joke, yet the stereotypes embodied by these characters still play a role in the creation of the Canadian identity. End of quote. We hope you enjoy watching our version of The Great White North and our attempt at humor. There will be a link to the YouTube video available on the blog. So Brent and I, aka Bob and Doug, asked each guest on the Great White North show that we made to explain their FOMED, or Free Open Access to Medical Education site, and suggest one other resource they really found useful. So the first person we had was Bond, Chris Bond, and he does the website SockMob. SockMob, that's SOCMOB, is a blog for all types of medical trainees, including nurses, EMS providers, RTs, med students, residents, and staff and consultants. The goal of SockMob is to address common medical myths and pseudo-axioms, as well as provide free open access to medical education on a variety of ED and critical care topics. Chris is an emergency medicine resident who is training in Canada and has a passion for medical education, teaching, EBM, and foam. He made a very popular YouTube video explaining Winky Back to the Justin Timberlake song, Sexy Back. I encourage you to check it out. It has gone viral with over, say it with me, 1.4 million views. Chris suggested that his favorite FOMED resource was EM Crit by Scott Weingart. Good choice, Chris. Now, the second person we had on was Alicia T. And Alicia T has a blog called The Chart Review. And it's a case-based blog looking at cases Alicia has seen in the emergency department. Alicia is a community emergency physician who practices in Canada, and his interests include teaching and social media in medical education. He's a big supporter of the FOAM or FOMED movement, and he suggested ERCast by Rob Foreman as another FOMED site the SGEM listeners might enjoy. Now, we had a medical student on named Eve Purdy, and she does a blog called Menu a Corde. And that's spelled MANUETCORDE. And this was created to document the life of a medical student and her road to becoming a physician. It's a mix of personal reflections, foam designed as references for other medical students and health professionals, and a commentary on medical education in general. Eve is a Canadian medical student, and her recommended foam site is The Short Coat in EM by Lauren Westifer. Now, SGEM listeners will recognize that name because we've had Lauren and her wonderful Southern accent on the program a couple of times before. And then the last person we had on was Stella Yui. Now, Stella Yui has a website called Flipped EM Classroom. The Flipped Classroom model is based on reversing the traditional approach to teaching. The flip model, as the name suggests, reverses the situation normally experienced in medical education. Students review the lecture material at home while they're alone before they come to class. And this passive activity of reviewing the literature is best done in an isolated way. Homework is then completed in the classroom, so you can see how it was flipped. And that's where students will have the benefit of asking one another questions or drawing upon the knowledge of the instructor. The goal is to create a series of lectures based on the flipped classroom model using the curriculum created by the clerkship directors in emergency medicine at the University of Ottawa. Stella Yu is an assistant professor in the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of Ottawa. She is the undergraduate clerkship associate director and one of the planners for CAPE 2014 in Ottawa. We hope she will build upon the success of social media initiatives at CAPE 2013. The hoser of a co-host, Brent Toma, is responsible for the Boring EM blog. And this was inspired by the realization that the majority of foam sites is about sexy stuff. Ultrasound and critical care are awesome, but the boring, but more common, and important aspects of emergency medicine also needed some love. His site attempts to fill that niche by publishing on EM topics of intense disinterest. Brent is a Canadian ER resident that loves emergency medicine, simulation, education, mentorship, leadership, quality improvement, writing, parliamentary procedures, Star Wars, dodgeball, his dog, and a few people. Clearly, Brent is not boring at all. And while we're at it, what are the 5 rules of dodgeball? Oh yeah, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Brent recommends using Google Foam to search out foam ed resources on the internet. Now, I also use the opportunity of this YouTube video called The Great White North to discuss and explain the SGEM. The SGEM wants you to be able to give the best possible care to the patients you serve in the emergency department. It does this using social media to turn med ed on its head. Its goal is to shorten the knowledge translation window from about 10 years down to 1 year. The high-quality, clinically relevant content comes from the best evidence in emergency medicine, or BEAM, faculty, who critically appraise the literature. Listen to the SGEM and turn your car into a classroom. I am a frontline emergency room physician who's been practicing for 16 years in a small rural community. I'm married with 3 wonderful children and a dog. And I've been doing medical research for 30 years now. I'm passionate about teaching and struggling to stay fit by doing endurance sports. The third social media thing we did at CAPE was something we called a Ranthony. Yes, a Ranthony. Dr. Anthony Crocco has been known for his teaching rants on various pediatric emergency medicine topics. We decided that doing a video similar to the rants done by Rick Mercer, a famous Canadian political satirist, would be a good idea. Check out Rick's rant on flu shots to understand what we are trying to achieve. CAPE offered the perfect opportunity to record a Ranthony. So, during lunch one day, we walked through the vendor's display hall and had Anthony give his fever fear rant. Please give us feedback and let us know if you'd like to see more Ranthonies in the future. Well, the Keener contest winner last week was Dave Lemonick, that's L-E-M-O-N-I-C-K, from Pittsburgh. The question was about the origins of Memorial Day in the U.S., and Dave answered correctly that Memorial Day was officially proclaimed on the 5th of May, 1868, by General John Logan. He was a national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, and this was first observed on the 30th of May, 1868, when flowers were placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Dave, you will be receiving a cool skeptical prize. The Keener contest this week is Who Was Tim Hortons? To help out all the American listeners out there, he was not the former President of Canada. No, we have a Prime Minister, not a President. If you know the answer to this Keener contest, then send it to thesgem@gmail.com and use Keener contest in the subject line. Now, I hope you like this episode called The Great White North. We covered 3 social media initiatives launched at the CAPE meeting on Canadian FOMED. The first was the Bob or Best of BEAM talk. We did a vodcast with a hoser of a host, Brent Toma. And we had our first Ranthony. So like the SGEM on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Talk with you next week.
Do it. Hey, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.